my foes knocked down. Lay out those ships to watch drown.
Hi, this is Tina the Last.
And this is Heather Red.
And we're outside till 2 with
The New Kinetics. And we are Brian,
Birdie,
Leslie,
and John.
How'd you guys all get together?
The interweb, which is
not really. Birdie and I went to the same high school in New York. I was in a band called Hotel St. George, and
but I stole him away. I was writing
really
some
work.
Songs, and
I got kicked out.
We nabbed John Bonzer first off of Craigslist out of another band called what is it, John?
Death on Mars.
Death on Mars. Look, great guys.
Oh.
And then, Leslie's awesome, so we stole her from that as well. Craigslist, we nabbed her. And there we are. Am I missing something?
We tried out, we tried out so many bass players, and they were all totally out of their minds.
Especially one guy named David.
It was the last resort, basically.
No, you're the bestest of the mostest.
The last remaining bass player in San Diego.
Leslie showed up and was like, how many guys have you guys tried out today? We're like, we tried it a couple shows ago. I'm probably not going to get in then. And then, 10 minutes later, we're like, you're in.
We're like, don't leave. Come have dinner with us.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite jam, Leslie?
Favorite jam? Like, out of our songs? Oh. Probably Rigget. I think Rigget's my favorite song. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I wrote it, and I play a lot.
That's right.
Character, fictional or real, who would you be? Leslie?
Oh, that's a good one.
Character. Oh, man, I don't want to answer wrong.
Snoopy. I'd be Snoopy.
Did you say Snoopy?
Yeah, Snoopy.
Charlie Brown.
Snoopy.
Oh, you'd be Charlie Brown or Snoopy?
Nice. Guys totally jumped on that.
What?
I was going to be Schroeder.
I'm going to have to go with the animal.
Yeah. If any person, this is person living or alive or dead, you collaborate with, your ideal collaboration, who would it be?
Tina Turner. She's like my idol. I want to meet her so bad. I couldn't compete though. I'd just be like watching her and then I'd be like, whoop, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. What about you, man?
Graham Coxon from Blur. Because he could walk down the street, you wouldn't recognize him. But he makes some seriously bizarre noises and he's awesome. Yeah, I was thinking of that one all day.
Collaboration.
Are you ready?
Mitch Mitchell. Oh. That's a good experience.
Yeah.
Do a big band experience with the Talking Heads.
Ah.
Talking Heads, I like it. It's good stuff. Best bass player of all time.
Ship Records is getting ready to launch. Can you tell us what part is the band playing in it?
Okay.
Can we decline to comment as of yet?
No, we gotta talk about this. This is good stuff right here.
Well, okay.
That's right.
Here
Started
we go.
Off.
You guys did your homework. Okay. We actually the press release on Ship Records wasn't supposed to go out until March 7th.
Because we still gotta talk to the old label.
Changing labels, and now
changing.
They know.
We're really excited about Ship Records, though.
Yeah, no, we're really jazzed.
We do like a vinyl release, and we got all these great collaborators. We got Bullet McKenzie and the Schizophonics are also in on it. They're doing a lot of artwork and they're building the web page. It's gonna be really great. I'm just excited.
There's definitely a scene that's starting to build in San Diego. I remember. 2 years ago you would see a lot of good bands and they were really interesting, but it wasn't concentrated, and now there seems to be this growing hub of musicians that's kind of growing out from North Park, and it's gotten to the point now where you could throw a rock and hit an established musician down here. So There was just kind of a void there.
We're starting with two bands, us and the Schizophonics, and I think we're releasing everything on vinyl.
Yeah.
No CDs, downloads, of course.
Yeah.
That's about all I know.
That's
about
the law.
Where do you think you're going to see yourself in like a year, year and a half, and how is it to San Diego music scene, and what's going on here?
That's a big question.
I mean, obviously every band is always going to say something along the lines of, well, we're going to be bigger.
But for real, I think we will.
I think it's, you know, the great thing about getting to the point where you can kind of hit critical mass and start to become a national act, the best part about that is that a lot of light gets shined on this place. There's a lot of really awesome artists that just can't seem to get the traction, can't seem to get people outside of the city to pay attention, and they kind of get jaded. The great part about what's going on with Ship Records and necessarily us within the next year is just to try to push outward as quickly as possible. Because, I mean, obviously...
And keep the San Diego moniker, not just bail.
Because, I mean, like, you have plenty of great bands that come from here and then they always kind of shed it. And the problem is that this is a great place for music. It's insane. There's a lot of great musicians. But people just don't know it because the great musicians that come out of here kind of change shirts and then, you know... They swap jerseys, it says L.A. or New York or somewhere else, and then they kind of just disappear into the crowd. And they kind of, you know, lose that backing. But I have no doubt that in a year this scene is going to start to hit, you know, cataclysmically large levels.
Hopefully we'll be touring a lot. I mean, we're going to start in August, and then obviously after November we'll be able to tour a lot, and we'll be able to go, you know, a few different cities, and maybe even abroad, you know, UK, who knows?
Yeah, we're actually...
I'd love to go there. I've never been there, but oh my goodness.
It'd be good.
Glastonbury. No, just kidding.
Glastonbury. I want to go there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of...
If Bertie Bardot was a flavor of Pop Rocks, what would it taste like?
Okay. Black cherry soda.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yummer.
That's pretty good.
I love Pop Rocks. Good question.
How much do your roots really influence what you do here now? And what are they? Personally and musically.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got something different. Leslie comes from a largely, you know, like punk background. John has kind of a jazz background, but at the same time, he's very into, you know, like a lot of the finesse drummers that came along during the late 1960s when jazz kind of got together with rock and made a lot of loud noises. You're all soul. Bertie's all soul.
Did a lot of soul and jazz growing up, you know. Can't escape it. Yeah.
And I got into Brit Rock at a pretty young age. My dad got me into a lot of jazz and early rock when it was still available to find on, you know, rock radio back before it turned to rubbish. So I kind of listened to a lot of that. And now it's like a lot of Blur and a lot of Kinks and a lot of The Who tonally. And as far as the energy goes, I don't know if I really associate with any musician energetically. I just kind of... If the music sounds good, I just go with it, and you have a tendency of breaking things.
Yeah.
Do you have a question, Butch?
Well, I mean, he just covered it. I was going to ask who their influences are in regards to their live show, because their live show is sort of, like, tight, loose. Like, they hit all their marks in their set list, but at the same time, there's also time for banter, and there's a couple of jokes. But at the same time, you get the sense of this is a focused, cohesive band. So I was just wondering if they were looking at anybody... in a terms of a sense of a live show where they see their show, like you were mentioning Blur, like somebody like that, where you're like looking at their live show and being like, we should do it like that.
I'm remembering a conversation we had very early on in the formation of the band. We're looking at these bands coming out of the late 50s, early 60s, when kids would come to these rock and roll shows and dance, and how that doesn't happen anymore. And that was sort of one of our goals early on. I'm not sure if people are dancing yet, but that's what we're striving for.
We're working on it.
Yeah, try to be really lively and kind of hope the crowd feeds off that energy too, and just gets into it and moves like we're jumping around like crazy on stage, and hopefully they'll.
And I think a big part of that is you moving first.
Yeah.
And then they sort of follow suit.
Yeah.
You know, none of this arms crossed and head nodding thing.
Nah, we're not serious.
Well, it's not us.
Yeah. No. If we can get you moving, then we've done our work.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today.
I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
But you definitely are serious about rock and roll, and I think that's what it comes down to, and your show really moves us all, and I think that goes without saying, and it's really a pleasure to really have you here. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. And we're piratepods.com. Could you guys give us your best pirate impression?
R-T-R-R.
Why is the rum gone?
Your shipwreck. Matey.
Welcome to Shipwreck Records.
Thank you.
That fucking shipwrecker.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Nice meeting you guys.
I'm not sure I caught your guys' name.
Tiffany.
Yeah. Tiffany.
And that's
Butch.
Thanks a lot.